7:30 p.m. on Monday, March 3rd, 2014. I'm calling to order the council meeting of the Borough of Edgewood. Ms. Bastianini, will you call the roll?
Mr. Bray.
Here.
Dr. Wallace.
Here.
Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson.
Here.
Dr. Petrola.
Here.
Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor and the solicitor are also in attendance. If you would all please stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This time we'll entertain items from the floor. How you doing today? Everything good? All right. Okay. If somebody comes in, we'll give them a right to speak. Motion to authorize payments for bills for goods and services, Mr. Wainwright.
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee, from the general fund in the amount of $48,467.39. And from the sewer fund in the amount of $3,939.57 for a total of $52,406.96.
Any questions or comments? Mr. Wainwright, anything exciting?
Let's see, two things. Salt, spent just over another $5,000 on salt. I think we are just about at 140%, which may or may not be our cutoff limit. We may be able to get more. Hopefully we won't have to. And then healthcare for administration, police, and public works. The increase will be 8.7%, which I am told is not that bad.
Salt is still like 70% of what you normally have. I mean, you just got a reason.
Right. We have 3/4 of a bin full right now, which is about where we normally are this time in March. We normally have a little bit more because the winters haven't been too bad, but we are hopeful that that will be all we need.
I'll say my neighbor came home, drove up from North Carolina Sunday, and said that all the way through West Virginia and up 79, he didn't see any pavement until he came to Edgewood.
The guys have been out, I think they said, 6 of the last 7 Sundays.
But he said, you know, I got home and I could drive on the streets.
Good to hear.
Yeah, small but mighty. All right, we have a motion, we have a second, we have discussion. Ms. Bastianini, will you call the roll?
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to advertise for
emergency service worker.
We want to do the first reading first. Yeah. First reading of Ordinance 1046. Mr. Wainwright.
Yeah, you see what I'm going to say.
This is the full reading?
Yes.
Borough of Edgewood, Allegheny County, Ordinance 1046, an ordinance of the Borough of Edgewood, County of Allegheny, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending Section 1 of Ordinance 922 as amended, reducing the membership of the Borough Planning Commission from 7 to 5 members. Now, therefore, be it ordained and enacted by the Council for the Borough of Edgewood, and it is hereby ordained and enacted by the authority of the same as follows, Section 1. It's Section 1 of the Ordinance number 922, which reads, the Borough Planning Commission shall be reduced to 7 members, and such reduction shall be effectuated by allowing the terms to expire and making no new appointments to fill the vacancy. The said Borough Planning Commission shall perform all the duties and may exercise all the powers conferred upon Borough Planning Commissions by law, provided, however, that the members of the existing Borough Planning Commission shall serve as members of the Borough Planning Commission hereby created until the end of the terms for which they were appointed, and nothing herein shall affect the tenure of any member of this of the said existing planning commission, but any vacancy occurring therein shall be filled in the manner and for the term provided in the law governing borough planning commissions in effect at the time of the occurrence of such vacancy, is hereby amended to read as follows. The borough planning commission shall be reduced to 5 members, and such reduction shall be effectuated by allowing the terms to expire and making no new appointments to fill the vacancy. Said borough planning commission shall perform all the duties and may exercise all the powers conferred upon borough planning commissions by law, provided, however, that the members of the existing borough planning commission shall serve as members of the borough planning commission hereby created until the end of the terms for which they were appointed, and nothing herein shall affect the tenure of any member of the said borough, said existing planning commission, but any vacancy occurring therein shall be filled in the manner and for the term provided in the law governing borough planning commissions in effect at the time of the occurrence of such vacancy. Section 2, that all ordinances or parts of ordinances inconsistent or conflicting with the provisions of this ordinance be and the same are hereby repealed insofar as they affect this ordinance ordained and enacted this 22nd day of March 2014.
Second.
Questions or comments?
I just wanted to clarify because I asked Mr. Wainwright whether we had already reduced this to 3, but it was the Civil Service Commission. So my apologies.
This has been talked about for some time now. We had 7 members. It was tough to get a quorum at that point. Right now, we currently do have 5 members on the Planning Commission. The last 2 vacancies were not filled in an effort to reach this number of 5. The Planning Commission thinks that this is the right number for a borough this size. Brought it to council to make the change.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Ordinance 1046, second reading by title only.
Ordinance 1046, an ordinance of the Borough of Edgewood, County of Allegheny, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending Section 1 of Ordinance 922 as amended, reducing the membership of the Borough Planning Commission from 7 to 5 members.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Motion passes. Motion to advertise Ordinance 1046, Mr. Wainwright.
I move to advertise Ordinance 1046.
Comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? All right.
I think that, Mr. Berry, do we need to hold a public hearing on this?
Yes.
The only reason you would because it's an amendment to a zoning ordinance, and I really don't consider it to be amendment to the zoning ordinance, so I'm going to say no.
Oh, well, there you go.
I mean, I just can't imagine.
Okay, thank you.
The MPC provides that if you're amending your zoning ordinance, that you need to have a public hearing. I don't think this is really amending our zoning. This is just changing the plan.
Okay. And we'll advertise it, so if anyone wants to speak
right.
to it, they can come to the public meeting.
There will be public notice of it. Right. It's not just a public hearing for zoning change.
Right.
Because that's all.
Okay. Thank you. Motion to advertise for position of emergency service worker, Mr. Fuller.
Move to advertise for openings for the position of a part-time emergency service worker.
Questions or comments?
We currently have 6 emergency service workers. One of them has accepted a full-time position elsewhere, so he will still be available to the borough at the night shift from the 4 till 12 shift, but he's no longer available during the day. So we just wanted to advertise that we can possibly hire another full-time worker to fill those day shifts.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion passes. Okay, we'll volunteer fire department. Do you have anything, Mr. Fuller, for them? All right, recreation report.
We have 2 more weeks of youth basketball. They'll be finishing up next weekend, and we are already getting together our information for t-ball and softball that will be played in June and July. Sign-up will be in May. Our annual Easter egg hunt is scheduled. It will be April 12th down at the field, which is the Saturday before Easter, so 8 days before Easter. And we are currently working on some of our contracts for Community Day with the bounce house and the fireworks, so we're already getting started on that. Looking forward to spring.
And are we partnering with 14th Ward?
Correct.
For baseball?
For baseball.
So we'll have
yes.
information about that as well?
Yes, we will.
Okay.
So partnering meaning, because that's one thing I was asked, will we be playing games on the field?
Yes, we do offer the field to them for games and practices. I'm not aware of the extent yet that they need to use Tony Field, but it is available to them for games, and they've used it in the past, so I'm sure that they will again this year.
And then for Community Day, is the playground going to be under construction?
We're hoping it will be done. Yes.
What day was Easter egg hunt?
April 12th.
What time?
I think we begin at noon.
That's a Saturday, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Come down at night and help hide the eggs.
Yeah, yeah.
That's always fun.
Yeah, we won't have to get any new eggs next year.
All right, anything else?
That's all.
All right, thank you. Water Authority report, Mr. Fuller.
Thank you. The Water Authority met made a couple changes to the procedures, one of which is they raised the fee for return check to $30 from $25. Seems they've been getting several checks lately on closed accounts. People have closed a checking account and then go to write the check to the Water Authority, figuring the landlord gets stuck with it that way. So they're trying to penalize the people more. They have been pretty busy this year with breaks. There were 75 breaks in January to February, and 158 in December, January, and February, which compares to 70 from last year in the same time.
So, how much was it?
178.
So it's double.
Yeah. Wow. And they also changed their paving contract this year. They've been paying about $2 million a year for paving. Changed the way they did it to from a tonnage bid to a square yard bid, and they estimate and hope that that'll save them 20% on their paving expenses. That's about it.
Any questions for Mr. Fuller? Planning Commission report, Mayor Cook.
Thank you, Madam President. The Planning Commission did meet. The individuals from the PASIC group did a really good presentation. I felt that the Planning Commission spoke openly and freely with them. I think the Planning Commission is totally on board to get this work done and get it done on a timely basis. I thought the whole meeting went real well.
Great. Any questions for the mayor? Thank you. Council of Government report, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, I don't have anything to report on Council of Government. The dinner's this week, though. The COG is this week.
Is it? Is
that? I'm signed up.
Huh?
You're signed up.
I know. I signed up, but you know, I just kind of go where people tell me to, and people tell me where to go a lot. All right.
They don't connect, though.
Yes.
I did not make the meeting, but I ended up calling Kathy and getting the minutes from it. And it was Ann Lewis was the big speaker from the Shea COG, or Steel Valley COG. They're trying to do a tri-COG land bank. That's a new thing for forfeiture and bank. And have one system on collecting the monies and that stuff and keeping the paperwork a lot cleaner. That's what they're working on.
What template are they using?
Don't know. And they're trying to get that first with also a solar grant matching for some of the properties. The Heinz Foundation.
Yeah. Is it through Sunspot again or just Heinz?
It's called Solarize. It's out of Portland, Oregon, who's doing it regionally through Connecticut, Pennsylvania. going to be coming up next, in about a month, they'll be coming out and talking more about it. And also, they brought up that solar code again, what we did not sign on for, and only like 11 did. They're putting another push out for that. But this week, next week, is all sewers.
Yes. Do you all get the Connect newsletter when it goes out?
I do.
Okay. Do you?
I don't know if I get it. I've never seen it.
It would be in your email.
No.
I'll double check and update our contacts.
Okay, great. Thank you. Library report, Mayor Cook.
Thank you, Madam President. Prior to last week's meeting, I guess it was last week, I officially resigned from the library. I have been asked to come back. The item before the Board of Trustees had to do with using the building as collateral so that the Edgewood Club could work on their facility. I did not want to entangle the borough in any capacity whatsoever. I did found out later that it was approved, and I will work with the library still as far as friends of the library and the like, but I will not be attending board meetings any longer.
Are you using collateral for what purpose?
I guess the tennis courts, the swimming pool, and the kitchen area.
Just improvements.
Improvements,
no,
yes.
No expansion.
And it does appear that they've had a track record of being able to pay things back on a timely basis, et cetera. I still didn't think that it would be wise to entangle the borough whatsoever.
Thank you, Mayor Cook. Yes.
We have no representation at all anymore.
Council and the mayor, right?
Council mayor.
I mean, you as individuals, if you wanted to be a member of the library board, you certainly have that right to do so. The original
deed of trust
with the Burgess and council, had three council members and the Burgess or the mayor on the board. And so, as you know, we council wanted to be removed because it was number one, three council members, and two, it was a little entangled. The mayor, we did not speak for the mayor, and the library board agreed, and so together we went to the orphans court to have this done. The mayor at the time did not want to hinder future Burgesses or mayors when we were going through orphans court, so he did not have the, mayor added to that, the mayor's office added to that. But as an individual, he's quite able to resign from the board as the mayor, I'm assuming.
That was part of the court petition that I did present, because Mayor Cook indicated that's what he intended to do, and I asked him that because we were already prepared to present the petition on behalf of Borough Council, so we included the mayor, and once the mayor resigned, then the ex officio seat of the mayor of the borough is no longer in effect. And it will be appointed by the library board at large, like anything else. So there is no representation by any borough governmental official on the library board at this point, unless you members of council are still on.
And the library is a member of the Carnegie system and is a freestanding library. It is not. It doesn't belong to the borough proper. Historically, it has, been, and it still remains to be a very important part of our library, of our borough. We give a significant amount of money per capita to the library, and the library is shared with other municipalities, Forest Hills, Churchill, Wilkins, and
Swissville has their own, however, the library is involved with Swissville in a management way because of as an advisor.
So we give approximately $10 per capita, and we were asking that the library approach the other municipalities, and you know, even if they gave 50 cents per capita, you know, it would be a help to the library. So we do have the you know, because we do give the library funds, you know, we do have the right to request records and, you know, to make sure that the funds that we allocate are you know, being used properly. So that doesn't change whether we have representation or not.
It is my hope that I can convince the current board that they need to separate and have a separate library board, at which point I would gladly consider being part of that. But they need a board of trustees that is separate from the libraries and separate from the Edgewood Club, but has members of both organizations represented on that board of trustees. But so far, they haven't seen the wisdom of that.
And I'm going to take, if I may, Madam President, 2 more minutes for members of council who would not know this. Without repeating anything that's already been said, which I totally agree with what both the mayor and Madam President have said, just a brief historical note. 12 years ago, when I first became a solicitor, the library took out a loan and a grant through the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to renovate the library, not the club. And you know, again, that's what the mayor's sort of talking about, I think. And the borough needed to be the sponsoring municipality in order for the library to get that grant, and we did do that, but we knew what we were doing, and we did it with our eyes open, and we also monitored the situation, and everything was fine. So I say that because that, to me, would be the only scenario whereby the borough might consider getting involved in something where we were officially sponsoring the library in connection with a grant application. But that would be a decision that would be made by borough council. Otherwise, there is no standing relationship. And I think that that's the best way to characterize it.
And the difference is that the C.C. Miller Library is part of the Carnegie system, but is also a public library, which our citizens use. The Edgewood Club is not open to the public. It's membership. And so for the borough council, and that's the difference with respect to, you know, funds. And our funds go to the library. And at that time, and I was on council then, just started council, I think, that was the discussion that the library was a public part of the, you know, and the borough supported that.
Right, and we supported it under circumstances where we were, to make a long story short, we were we very closely scrutinized the financial arrangements and made sure that it was done in such a fashion that the borough would not be exposed. Because it really was the library's project, but we needed to sign off on it.
Just like they get ACLA funds because of municipal contributions, some kind of match. The library, not the club, so that's also part of it. Thank you, Mayor Cook, very much. I know it was a difficult decision for you.
Yes.
Borough Solicitor Report, Mr. Berry.
Yes, Madam President. The only thing I want to mention is that I have looked through these beautiful orange documents, and I have signed where I'm supposed to sign. And, Madam President, you need to sign that. And then I note that there's an issue with something on here that I need to explain to Julie so you can follow through with the engineer. So we'll need to do that after the meeting.
Okay.
So
that's
we'll
the playground contract for those of you.
I'm sorry, yes, this is the playground contract.
And that's the engineer issue is not, my signature isn't contingent on their decision.
No, the bonds were not dated, and I want to get them dated. And we're not supposed to date the bonds because we're not signing the bonds. So they need to be dated, and I'll show you where they are. And I am advising us to sign it because I think it's just a formality to get them to put the date on, but we're not going to date their bond.
Okay.
So that bulk of tree comes from the estate or the playground manufacturer?
This comes from our very competent engineers who really put together a great contract document.
One is for us, one is for Tim, one is for the consultant, and one is for the funders.
There's specifications and bonds and all kind of good stuff here. If you want to read it, it's really cool. It's really cool.
How many pieces of equipment?
One main structure, and then a few side structures.
Mm-hmm. You can build a fort out of the contract.
Money's not free.
That's pretty much a tree burning party.
Many trees are killed for government and health care. All right. We will be having an executive session following the end of new business regarding potential litigation. And there will not be any activity or anything regarding that following. Borough manager report.
Thank you. As Tim just mentioned, we've received the bonds and the insurance certificates from the contractor, Sports and Recreation Associates, for the playground project. This Thursday, we will be having a pre-construction meeting with our engineers, the consultants, and Allegheny County to go over the construction plan for the playground project and get moving on this as soon as we can. As Ed stated, we had a very productive Planning Commission meeting, so we are moving forward with our zoning ordinance update. Currently, our consultants are conducting an audit of our current zoning just to check it for problem areas that the Planning Commission brought up during the meeting and also to check for areas of non-compliance with the municipality's planning code. So the next step is that they will bring the audit back to the Planning Commission, and if there are any areas of question, things that they need a little bit of guidance on, they plan to come and talk to council about it at that point. Our salt storage bin, as I mentioned, is about 3/4 of the way full. We currently do not have any more salt ordered, so we are hoping that we have enough to get us through. As John mentioned, we are at our 140% of our estimated total. Just to give you a comparison, last winter we bought 450 tons of salt, and right now we have purchased 630 tons of salt. So it's been a rough winter, but we are hoping that the end is near and that what we have will be able to get us through. We were contacted by Senator Costa's office. They sponsor an annual paper shredding program, and they were interested in conducting this year's paper shredding program at the lower parking lot of Parcel D. The staff from the senator's office would arrive around 9 a.m. to set up. The program would run from 10 to 1, and all residents could come and shred any documents or paper that they have for free. It would then be recycled, and they would have everything cleaned up by 2 p.m. Wanted to know if anybody had any issues with this, any reason that there could be an objection to using Parcel D.
What is that? Do they have a date?
The date that they are suggesting right now is September 20th. It was originally going to be sooner, but this is the date that worked for them.
Unless there's a drive-through.
orange documents shred.
They do this event annually, and they say it's very well attended. So they were hoping to do it in Edgewood this year.
Does anyone have any issues?
Good idea. Let them do it.
Great. I'll give them the go-ahead. As John also mentioned, healthcare premiums went up 8.7%. This is less than we had budgeted, so we're going to be okay, but I just wanted everyone to know that it was increased. And on a happy note, Warren plans to return by the end of the week. Not full-time by the end of the week, but he hopes to be in for a few hours.
You're don't have to smile so much when you're saying that. Is there any questions for Ms. Bastianini? Any new business to be brought before council, Mr. Fuller?
Yeah, I'd like to call a couple meetings. I think we need a personnel meeting and a public safety meeting next Monday, the 10th. I'd like to back-to-back them out. What kind of time do you think we need on personnel? Half an hour, 45 minutes?
I'd say at least 45 minutes.
Let's
just
do
so we get started.
6 o'clock. Okay. 6 o'clock for personnel and 7 o'clock for public safety. Does that work, John?
Yeah, I can get out of there in time.
Are you on personnel?
Personnel is you, Mr. Fuller, Dr. Petrola, and me, and public safety is you, Mr. Wainwright, and Mr. Wilson.
Sounds good for me.
6 o'clock, all right.
Mr. Fuller, does that include discussion in personnel in reference to the part-time police officer accepting a position in the city of Pittsburgh and the chief wanting to get the psychological on at least one of the officers?
I thought that he was proceeding with that anyway. So.
Right, he's proceeding, but I guess it's a little bit more.
Yes, we can talk about that if he does not want to do it before then. If he wants to do it before then, that's fine.
Okay.
And it's public safety then?
Public safety is at 7 on Monday the 10th.
I'd like to do a DOP also.
DPW?
DPW.
Okay, when do
DEP.
Want? DEP. When do you want that?
I don't know. Julie, we're talking about doing a trip around on the borough on the roads.
Right. We wanted to get moving on the road paving now that hopefully the worst of the winter is behind us. So we were hoping that the Public Works Committee could do a drive around, take a look at the...
A drive-through?
A drive-through. We're going to have a drive-through.
Take a look at the roads that are on the list.
We would like fries with that, and I want to make a shake. That's all I'm saying. Shamrock.
Well, we'll get the list and then encourage other people to take a look at it.
Right.
That's Mr. Wilson, me, and Dr. Petrola.
I don't think it has to be this week or next if it's already busy with meetings. I think the week after that.
Well, we can do that at any time. It's a drive-through, so it's not like a meeting. It's informal.
Right.
But you do have to take the street sweeper.
Yeah. After April 1st.
So when would you want to do that?
What's easiest for you guys? I'm pretty good.
I'm pretty easy, so
light
I guess
would be helpful.
Pardon?
Light would be helpful.
Yeah, so, you know. Dr. Petrola, what about you?
That's true, that's an extra
hour. We spring forward on Saturday.
Yes.
Everybody.
Our Sunday, Saturday.
I can't on the 11th. That's the only day at this point. I can't.
It's like 7 degrees out. The earliest you can do it, roughly.
Earliest I could do it?
Yeah.
Depends on it. Some days I'm home by.
I'd better have her not stick around for 2 hours and wait for a meeting from work. And 5:36, is that too late?
I could do 5:30.
I can do 5:30.
5:30?
So what date?
In the date, which is easiest for you?
Morning?
No,
I tried to, but they won't go for it.
I'm off.
Say it's spring.
It's not light.
The 12th?
The 12th? Okay. 3:12 at 5:30.
I'll clean
PM.
My Subaru for you guys.
We'll get the cops to take us around. Take one.
Any other new business?
Yes. So, two things. One, I did not read the last. Corridor. So I don't know if there is new business related to that or not. I'm just inquiring.
You should take the survey.
Take the little survey. That was really the last.
So there's nothing really?
No.
Okay. So then the second thing is March 25th. We can have a community development meeting. 11:30-ish, sometime during the day if you're available.
It's Mr. Bright, Mr. Wilson, and Dr. Wallace.
Yeah, so we'll plan for the 25th at some convenient time.
25th.
I'll send out an email.
Yeah, you can let us know on the 17th then. And So we have personnel on the 10th at 6, public safety at 7, DPW on the 12th as a drive-through, not by, at 5:30 p.m., and on 3/25, community development at 11:30-ish. Time to be confirmed.
Okay.
Is there anything else? Any other new business?
Well, I just commented the pension committee is going to meet Wednesday night at 7.
That's this Wednesday?
Yes.
The 5th. Spring. Anything else?
I just wanted to also say that car 6 is down, the battery is dead, and at this point the chief would rather not invest in getting its a new battery. They have tried to jump it without success. The new car is in. It's going to be having its doors painted and everything. They're hoping to have it in operation by April.
Is that another Charger?
Dodge Charger, yes.
And that bid went out for 06 in the paper?
No, not yet.
We didn't.
To sell the old car six? Yes.
We did advertise for it.
The ad is in the paper. Bids are due on March 21st, if anyone's interested.
Well, maybe.
Just tell them to bring
we'll figure out that battery before
that. Yeah, bring your BYOB. Anything else? All right, at this time then, we'll adjourn to executive session. And the next council meeting will be March 17th. Everybody wear green. And there will be a breathalyzer by the police.
Oh, you know what? That doesn't make any sense.
Be on vacation.